A weekend water main break dumped millions of gallons of water around North 52nd Street in West Philadelphia. It's the third major break in that neighborhood since 1994. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that it's something the city deals with on an everyday basis.
The city of Philadelphia has 3,000 miles of water mains running underneath the streets. John DiGiulio of the Water Department says the crews test about 1,000 miles a year to search for cracks and other problems.
If we identify any leaks, we work to replace that main or repair it. We also have a capital improvement plan where we're replacing upwards of 28 miles of water mains per year. Those would be the most vulnerable mains that are in our system that we're aware of.
The goal is to avoid flooding homes, cars, and streets, as happened over the weekend. DiGiulio says they have people trained to listen for breaks and problems in the pipes. They use geophones, which work kind of like a stethoscope and can work even without digging up a street.
We certainly inspect, you know, if we have a break on a main, we look to see if there's any other weaknesses in that main. If there are some, you know, blocks that have several main breaks on that block, that main will be replaced sooner than one that has no breaks on it.
This weekend's break happened in Councilwoman Janie Blackwell's district. She talked just after visiting the area about a need to upgrade a main installed in 1885.
I think that's a very good idea. In fact, it makes common sense. I'm sorry that you thought of it and not I. But it looks like we'll have to be there, so I will ask where the whole area is and see what we can do this preventive manner.
Blackwell says if the Water Department does not cooperate, she'll propose hearings on the matter. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.